Roger that there, Mike. I hear you. And I've been an amp for many years. And I tell you, I love the hobby since day one, since I found out more information about it. I walked in the Rail Shack one day, and it was Rail Shack back in the day when it was, and they were selling amp radios back in handhelds. And all the radios, like CBs and that back then, too, when they did. And I asked them, what kind of radio is that? He said, oh, that's a ham radio, handheld. I said, he told me all about how you could participate in a class for 8 weeks. And at the eighth week, you got past your test, you know, on the computer. And I went to the class for 8 weeks, and I got involved with ham radio after that. And at the end of the eighth week, I have not passed that test on the eighth week. It was by a technician test. I think it was tech. And I did pass that test. I kind of froze because about the questions of that. I wasn't sure about the questions of that because they had multiple choice A, B, C, and D. And then I did it again. I passed finally. And I was very impressed. And I, from there to the extra that I did, exam, and then I did the, not the extra, I think it was the, Morris Cole, not the extra, Morris Cole. And then I passed that. I flunked the first time, and I went in the room there, and I passed it the second time, so I was really happy with the flying colors. I passed that, Morris Cole, and then, I passed my general after that, and here I got HF and Flippers, which I'm so happy about that. So that's how I found out about ham radio through Rail Shack. Back to you there, Bud KC, CPT.